For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. President Donald Trump completes his written answers for the federal investigation into alleged Russian meddling in the 2016 election.
I write the answers. My lawyers don't write answers. I write answers. I was asked a series of questions. I've answered them very easily. Very easily.
The president says he has yet to submit them to Robert Mueller's team. Democrat Stacey Abrams won't use the term concede, but she has ended her race against Republican Brian Kemp for Georgia governor.
I will not waver in my commitment, a lived commitment, to work across party lines and across divisions to find a common purpose in protecting our democracy.
Saying the election process was rigged, she wants to get help in fixing Georgia's electoral process from Republicans as well as Democrats. Abrams also noted she would pray for the success of Brian Kemp, that he'll indeed be a leader of all Georgians. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Ohio Congresswoman Marcia Fite says she believes Nancy Pelosi is a good leader, but as a Cleveland Browns fan, she also sees that change can't be good.
The Browns have the same team today that they had 3 weeks ago. We changed coaches, and they started to win. Sometimes you just need a different voice. Sometimes you just need a different kind of a vision.
House Leader Pelosi wants to return to the role of Speaker, but Fudge and 16 others signed a letter saying they would not vote for Pelosi in January. CNN correspondent Jim Acosta has been released from his Trump administration-imposed ban, and his press pass has been reinstated. Federal Judge Timothy Kelly ruled the White House failed to provide Acosta due process in revoking press access last week. President Trump says he's coming up with rules and regulations on how White House reporters should act.
The other media, the other press in the room will not be very happy if that happens, but I've instructed my people, when they're not treated properly, you have the right to just leave anytime you want.
Trump says if reporters don't listen to the rules and regulations, they'll end up back in court and the White House will win. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Folks on Capitol Hill are talking about working together. With details, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
As Congress and Senate approach this lame duck session before the new members of the House and Senate take over, what can we expect to be accomplished? Well, Senator Joni Ernst, she's from Iowa, she joined Fox News and says, look, we need to work together because that's what we were elected to do.
Well, we can work together. I know that for certain. We've done a number of very large bipartisan bills that have passed and been signed into law by President Trump. Now, it will need to be a concerted effort to make sure that we are working with the House as it switches to a Democratic majority. There is a lot that we can get done. And I do hope the Democrats over there, instead of stalling and trying to divide America, that they will decide they need to work with the Republican-held Senate.
President Trump is awarding seven people the Presidential Medal of Freedom, including the King of Rock and Roll, Elvis Presley.
Deeply patriotic, Elvis served in the United States military at the height of his fame. He had a choice, and to him it wasn't a choice. Presley starred in more than 30 films, and his 1973 television special, Elvis Aloha from Hawaii, was viewed by more than 1 billion people around the world, one of the highest ever in the history of television.
Others receiving the Medal of Freedom, Hall of Fame quarterback Roger Staubach, and Vikings and Bears star Alan Page, who was later elected to the Minnesota Supreme Court. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.